Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
This is Blake Corum, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
I'm Alex Dunlap here with Cody Carpentier. And quick reminder right off the very top before we get started on this week's Waiver Wire show, please go to Underdog Fantasy and use promo code ROSTER when signing up for a 50% deposit bonus up to $250. We have the Underdog picks that go up on the site every week, so make sure and go check those out. We're actually doing an expanded offering of those picks because we've been so successful with them this year, hitting at 62% so far on the course of the season for all plays. And so make sure and go check that out. Some of it is going to be for our pro members only. So it's really cool. So we've been real successful, but to be able to put them to use on Underdog, you have to go to Underdog Fantasy, use promo code ROSTER at sign up for that 50% deposit bonus up to $250, and make a little bit of cash with us in the Pick'em streets. All right, Cody, I mean, the waiver wire stinks this week, but it is, we do have six teams on bye. So teams are facing a bipocalypse. We have the Falcons, the Bills, the Bengals, the Jags, the Saints, and the Jets. So teams with definite fantasy assets that reside on them, not in action this week. So I see this week on waivers as a way that we can improve our team in two ways. One, continue doing what we say you need to be doing down the stretch and rostering these handcuff running backs. Right now on your roster, you do not need to have a fifth wide receiver that's just never going to make it in. Just don't do it. If the guy in front of him goes down, he does not assume the volume and the projected efficiency and the everything else that the backup running back would in that spot. So right now, start your, you know, if you look at a play and you're like, man, look at my starters. When am I ever going to play this guy? He shouldn't be on your bench. Now that could be harder this week because you're likely going to have a lot of guys who you have out. And so just, you're going to have to weigh that this week, but that's the two different ways to look at it as far as how you should be prioritizing players this week. Some of it will come down to what your circumstances are for how you just need to fill out a roster. But Cody, with that said, I think I mean, Bo Nix is still out there in a bunch of leagues, and I was just, man, my wife lost her fantasy matchup last night because she just keeps playing CJ. She loves CJ Stroud. She wants to keep playing him. And I'm just like, I couldn't help thinking to myself, like, these teams that have CJ Stroud and stuff, if they just would have looked at the cheat sheet and just taken the advice and gone and picked up a Nix or something like that a few weeks back, she wouldn't have been staring down an L, you know, last night. He's been awesome, dude. He's been really good. And I was just looking, kind of getting a look ahead for our circus stuff this week and also doing the matchup tool. And I noticed that, you know, he gets to go in the dome in Las Vegas this week. So if he's out there, he'd be my premier pickup, especially if your quarterback's out on bye. With that being said, What do you think? Anything stand out to you? It's kind of weird that I would start out with quarterback, but it's kind of some crumbs out there at the other spots. You're on mute.
I forgot that I was coughing. Bo Nix should be rostered in a lot more leagues than he is. I was, I mean, if you go back and you just look at the last 2 months, he's given you literally four top 10 games, two top five games, and the three games that he wasn't top 10, he was top 16. The rushing's been there every single week. You mentioned Stroud. Like, my brother-in-law was in town 2 weeks ago, and he's like, hey, I got Rodgers and Mahomes, and they're not really doing much for me. Who should I add? And I said, go add Bo Nix. He texts you back today. He's like, you weren't kidding about Bo Nix. It's real. And this team, like, I know right now it's pretty clear that Jaden Daniels should be the rookie of the year. But if Washington cools off a little bit here and Denver continues to cook as the way the rest of the season goes, they got Raiders, Browns, Colts, Chargers is a winnable game. Cincinnati's a winnable game. If they get on a tear here and they win 11 games, Bo Nix could put himself right in that conversation. So I 100% think Bo Nix is a guy that shouldn't be quite up to that level. I think that's the only one really at quarterback to kind of keep an eye on. Obviously Richardson peeped his head back up. He had a career game, second highest completion percent or highest completion percentage and highest yardage total in a game, second most pass attempts in a game since his first ever game against Jacksonville back in week one of last year. I don't know really what to make of it. If this is just a 1 week mirage, if this is what we're going to get going forward, he's been putrid all year in a pass completion perspective. So I'm not really ready to just say, oh, I'm all the way back in on Anthony Richardson rest of season. Cause he's got the Lions this week. So I'm kind of just going to cool off on that and wait at least a week as far as Richardson goes.
A bunch of people in the chat are asking about, you know, guys they can drop and stuff like that. Mojo, Sal, Ron Cloth, we got Harry Snowman, we got Minion Hunter, we got the crew in the chat. I've taken down the names of the players that you've asked about, and at the end, Trash Man's not here today, but Cody can play the can you drop them game, and I have a bunch of names already from you know, stuff people have asked on Twitter and on the site. So we'll get to those drop questions at the very end.
Can I ask you a question about the hierarchy of some of these running backs on this list? Personally,
remember the Trash Man puts the list together, and our job is to do the quality control. So
correct, and that's why I'm bringing it up. I mean, it's just a list of guys. It is what it is. It's a weekly, week over week, we adjust it up down, whatever. Two guys that I always come back to the rookies. I think most competent gamers do. Blake Corum is obviously a guy with the Rams right now. The snap shares the last 3 weeks for Corum went from 1% to 6% to 20%. Kyren went obviously from 99, 94 to 80. They're literally just two guys playing in this whole backfield. I like where the trend line is going. I don't think that this is going to be some sort of overtaking or 50-50 split by any means. But as the opportunities grow, I think I'm going to continue to try and hold a guy like Corum.
I think I'd rather have Corum and Jalen Wright and stuff than I would maybe the Raiders guys.
100. I don't want any part of the Raiders guys. I was just saying, I don't think they've been working the dog snot out of Kyren Williams, and I just don't know. They're 5-5. They're trying to make the playoffs. They have a brutal schedule: Eagles, Bills, Niners. Good defenses coming up. They do have a couple of nice spots with the Saints, the Jets, and Cardinals. But they got to get through this, and they got to get through with healthy running backs. They just saw what it was like the first half of the year with banged up receivers. I don't think they want Kyren to go down. So I think you're going to see a little more Corum. And if he were to go down, you'd see that. Speaking of going down, Raheem Mostert went down this weekend, and we saw a little bit of Jalen Wright. I mean, Jalen Wright feels like the, I can't remember what week it was that Kenneth Walker, I feel like it was like a week 8, week 9, something like that, his rookie year, where he popped in and then all of a sudden it was go time. Golly, what was it? It's not going to be quite the same for Jalen Wright, obviously, because he's not going to get the full-blown workload with Devon Achane there. But it just feels like it's one of those things that any given week you could just see it drop through with – Jalen Wright. It was week 6. I was wrong. It was week 6 for Ken Walker when he finally took over the whole workload, went from 8 carries to 21, and then it was just kind of gone time for Ken Walker. But I think Jalen Wright has those attributes, in the backfield in Miami. So if Mostert were to miss any time, if they were to start splitting this backfield a little bit, especially if the season gets away from them, I think Jalen Wright could continue to get work. So I know we both like those guys, but what about Cam Akers? So Cam Akers,
I mean, Ty Chandler is just going to smithereens, dude. Did he even, I'm not even sure he got a, is he hurt? I mean, like, I can't tell if he's hurt or like, because I saw, like, I think I saw him get in the,
he got
I
think in.
I saw him get in the game, but yeah. It's like, so I'm just like, he's just, they, I mean, Cam Akers, I mean, clearly, I mean, the Vikings traded for him. So
he was also on the team last year. He knows the playbook. He's also on the Rams when Kevin O'Connell was on the Rams or was coaching for the Rams. Chandler, like even the game I went to 2 weeks ago, or so this week he didn't touch the ball. Last week he had some carries, but they all came in the fourth quarter because I noticed I didn't see him until the fourth quarter. Week 11, he didn't touch the football, didn't take any snaps. But the Cam Akers snaps have went up 23%, 29%, 37% week over week. And predominantly where he's getting a lot of this work is in the routes. When you look at the route tree for running backs, for Aaron Jones, his routes went from 72% week 8 down to 70, down to 50, down to 35. And Cam Akers kind of the inverse. He's going from 23, he's now up to 35% of the routes. And as far as his finishes go, he's running back 36, 36, and 20 the last 3 weeks. And he's like a – he doesn't quite have enough – I guess you could say he does – he's right on the fringe of like standalone value, especially when you're sitting in a week like this with the bye week stuff. Vikings score enough points that I think you can play him. We've talked about him on the Sirius show the last couple of weekends. I like where he's at. And the thing is Aaron Jones is obviously aging. Cam Akers isn't exactly a spry chicken or anything, but Aaron Jones has had a hamstring injury.
He's banged up.
A rib injury. Yeah. Two different injuries. And if anything continues to happen, I think they feel good about Cam getting a chunk of this workload.
Well, I mean, it's I think what they – Aaron Jones' usage has been awesome, dude. Whenever I put together the expected points model to add the model inputs into our rankings every week, that thing always ranks him as like a top four running back just based on his usage. And so I'm not sure that would necessarily translate to Akers if he was to miss a game or miss any time, because I think they'd probably end up splitting that thing up a little bit more with Ty Chandler. But it's, yeah. I mean, it's clear that Akers would be 70% opportunity share. So do you like him more than Jaylen Warren as a pickup this week?
Yeah, I mean, the Jaylen Warren thing, I'm pretty – I don't want to say anti-Jaylen Warren.
People just like him too much. They expect too much.
Exactly. I like Jaylen Warren, the prospect when he's coming out of Oklahoma State. Like, I liked him. But I just – this situation, people believe too much in, oh, he's Jaylen Warren. He's so efficient. He's going to get these touches. It's like, that's just not how this works. And we can beat that like a drum as much as we want. He's going to get work. I think it's about on par. Maybe as far as, like, week to week, both these guys are healthy, Cam and Jaylen Warren. We know they're going to use Jaylen Warren, and we know they're going to run the ball more than Minnesota is going to. So innately, you're probably going to get more touches on a per week basis for Warren with more potential. What I want Cam for is I want Cam for the whole role. Like, I want Cam because I got two injured Aaron Jones. I want Cam because we're getting opportunities down in the red zone where he scored a touchdown this past week. Where, like, with Jaylen, I think you're probably not thinking about touchdowns with Jaylen Warren because you got Najee. You got Justin Fields, who they've used and they showed to use in the preseason. You got Cordero, who's coming back and being healthy. Like, all these better options, including Mike Williams, who we can talk about later, who didn't have a single target. Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, like all these red zone targets where it kind of nukes any potential, you know, upside of getting like a touchdown or a multi-touchdown game for a Warren. So I would take Cam Akers.
I didn't even add Mike Williams to the can you drop him list because I figured it would be too easy to say.
Dude, I mean, we like – I don't know what to make of that. I don't know. We talked about it on the show on Saturday, and I was like, I don't have any confidence. And it's his first like full week. I assumed they would have something built in for him, especially in like a rivalry game. Like, hey, let's see if we can get one in here. They don't have a lot of tape on this guy, and nothing. I don't get it.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Well, I thought Tomlin was just going to, I mean, and thankfully our George Pickens, over 26 and a half longest reception hit. I was worried for a minute on that one, but, I thought that would also translate. And thankfully I didn't enter it in as one of our official props this last weekend because it wouldn't have hit, but I began to become intrigued and messed around a little bit on my own with that Mike Williams over 17 and a half receiving. And I was just like, dude, Tomlin last week, 8 routes, he gets you know what I'm saying? He got targeted well on a per route basis, but they really used him in just this really specialized role. And I'm like, dude, well, versus the Ravens, they're going to dial it up deep over and over again. He could get this in one catch. And he just didn't.
I'm
not interested in playing or holding on to Mike Williams. It's the exact type of player that I don't – it's what I came into the show saying. It's the exact type of player that I don't want anywhere near my fantasy roster right now unless I'm having to take some kind of 14-team league stab in the dark because of bye weeks. That's the worst kind of asset right now to have on your bench is a wide receiver that you're never going to put in. It's just don't do it. Go get Jalen Wright. Go get Blake Corum. Go get stack yourself up for if anything were to happen. You have these voodoo dolls that you can hold over your league mates, especially once after this week, you don't have any opportunity to transform the overall feel or vibe of your team because the trade deadlines are shutting down.
And I think that's a perfect spot to say that with the byes, you got Buffalo, Jacksonville, and the Jets on byes. Ray Davis, Tank Bigsby, and Braylon Allen, 3 young running backs that we've seen have roles. If people that have those guys go into this bye and they need somebody now, they may get a guy like that.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, dude, for sure. We got a bunch of questions about who to drop. Anybody else that you want to highlight before we get onto the drop game?
I just wanted to just bring up receiver just for a split second. Names that came to my mind, obviously Tyquan Thornton was cut. KJ Osborne is hurt. Kayshon Boutte's got 6 targets each last 4 games. Drake May has looked better and better each of the last 4 weeks. I don't think Boutte's a guy you can add and play today. He's on the fringe of what kind of you just brought up of he's a guy you're probably not going to play him, but I just think that role's growing and there's potential there to keep an eye on him. The other one is Curtis Samuel, and Buffalo's on a bye, so I'm not going to talk too much about that, but he looks like he's taking on a much larger role now that he's healthy. Curtis Samuel, we knew before the season, was going to have a big role with this Joe Brady offense. He had 88% of the routes last week, 69% this week, with 24%, 16% target shares. So I think coming out of the bye, I think Curtis Samuel's a guy. So again, we'll probably talk about him next week heading into week 13, but I just wanted to get that one out there. I think that was the only other receiver.
Trashman is not high on Elijah Moore after his big game.
You
kind of put him with he needs to go above Nick Westbrook Akine, I think. I think he's a little too high on Nick Westbrook Akine. I think certainly Quentin Johnston, MBS, and Elijah Moore should be ahead of him.
I think there's consistency there with Elijah Moore, and we like Elijah Moore. We like them as a prospect. My worry is just that, we talked about, that's why we got the Jameis Winston prop that literally almost hit the first half. He had 237 out of 242 passing yards. I just wonder if they're going to be able to throw or if they will throw as much as they did. But, I mean, we do have the longstanding, he's had the targets each of the last 4 weeks. He just hasn't had a finish as good as he has right now. It kind of goes the same way into, the Dallas situation. Nobody wants to be a part of the Dallas situation because it's not potent by any mean. But we did have just an array of targets to Mingo and Turpin and all this different crap that I don't want any part of. The only other name that at receiver that came to mind, because Gabe Davis went on IR, or at least they said he wasn't going to play. They said he's out for the rest of the season. So that's Kirk, no Gabe Davis. Brian Thomas has been banged up, but he's continuing to play. He hasn't given us quite what we got earlier this year. Parker Washington, I've said his name before. He had 0 targets in week 10 against the Vikings. Week 11, he had three against Dallas, against Detroit. There's nothing there right now. If something happens to the quarterback position better, I do think that there's a role there. And then Devin Duvernay has been running this last week. So again, just saying names, not saying that these are things to be bullish on, just more to keep an eye on, is like a Parker Washington, a Curtis Samuel, a Boutte, things of this nature, if situations are situational for you.
If you need to pick players up though, you know, the guys you need to play, I mean, if he's available and he's out there, you know, you have, let's see. I don't think Quentin Johnston is going to be out there in too many spots, but he is less than 55% owned, and he's got the number one matchup of the week coming up.
And they need to, I don't know, man. He get targeted 8-time catch too. It's like his role feels like it should be like, get him 4 good targets instead of forcing him 8 targets on a given week. It's just so irritating to, because this guy, I think there's something there, obviously. That's why they're continuing to push after it, and we can see it. One thing before we get to the game, Miles Sanders, was he on IR? Or did they just say he was out this week?
I didn't see the IR designation if that happened.
I know he's at least out this week, and that was talking to people in Carolina. That was the first hurdle that they wanted to see Jonathan Brooks get over. Obviously, getting healthy. They said he's going to make his debut for sure this weekend. Miles Sanders was the first hurdle. That was the role. That was the satellite role that he was going to take over. Now he just gets it handed to him. So he's going to have a role this weekend. Chubb was obviously coming off of a running back 2 week when he got all the opportunities. So that's that. He's owned in 62% of the leagues, I think, on Sleeper right now. So he's just over the tick. But I just wanted to bring him up because he's just over the 55% threshold.
Brooks?
Yeah, he's at like 62%.
Oh, if Brooks is out there in your league, he's the biggest pickup of the week. I mean, I think that
I don't expect a ton out of him. I'm just saying, like,
not right off the bat, but you would, dude. They just paid Chuba a bunch of money.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the season's going down the drain. I think that you've already locked up Chuba and you like him. I think if Brooks is good to go and they say like, let's see what we have in him, you know, like have a little exhibition for next season. Like I'm telling you, you get Jay Brooks 15 touches in a game, dude, you're going to want him at least on your roster for sure.
Yep.
All right. Time for the game. I got a bunch of names today, 'cause we have a bunch of people in the chat asking questions. Kirk Cousins, he's on bye.
Yeah.
Braylon Allen, he's on bye also.
Yeah. Braylon Allen's like a maybe for me. It depends if you need somebody today. Like I said earlier, if somebody cuts him in your league, I'm willing to add him. So he's kind of like a fringe guy.
So you can drop him.
Depends on your roster, like I said, but you can also add him.
Romeo Doubs.
Yeah, I think you can cut him.
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Noah Brown.
The output as far as the routes have gone in Washington, for some reason they just keep running him out there, and there's really not a lot of competition. So you said you don't want guys that you're not going to play. I'm not playing Noah Brown. Drop
Tyler Allgeier.
No.
Zamir White.
Yep.
Wandale Robinson.
Not yet. One more week. DeVito, now DeVito being in at quarterback, I just wonder what that looks like. One more week.
Okay.
Targets last week.
This is a drop question that Eddie H has. Would you drop Tank Bigsby for Jonathan Brooks?
Only because Jacksonville is the worst team in football.
Even worse, it's saying something when you say that Carolina is better than it. Did I ask about Zamir White?
Yeah, I said drop him.
Okay. Pratt Freiermuth.
Yeah, you can drop him.
Back to the Bears guys, Keenan Allen. We've gotten a week with Thomas Brown at coordinator.
No, I'm not dropping him.
Rome Odunze, who had 10 targets.
No.
Somebody in the chat asked about Nick Chubb.
Yeah,
You could drop. No, man. He had a decent game, didn't he?
No, the trend line in Cleveland right now is going the opposite direction of what we want for Nick Chubb for some reason. The percentages 61, 36, 29 in the last 3 weeks. Jerome Ford, since he got healthy, bolstered back up to 45 and 57%. So the trend line's telling us they want Jerome Ford.
KJ Frederick asks if he should drop Allgeier for Roschon Johnson, full PPR.
I think you can do that, yeah.
I would certainly do that. Somebody asked about dropping Xavier Worthy.
Dude, Jason McClellan, eight carries last week for Atlanta. Drop Xavier Worthy, is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Next question.
Well, are you?
No.
Okay. Raheem Mostert.
Yep.
Somebody asked about Kyle Pitts.
No.
Okay. These are some of the harder ones. Jacoby Myers.
You could.
Tyler Lockett.
Yep.
Mark Andrews.
No.
Michael Pittman.
We're there.
I think he got eight targets last week. I'm not sure.
I think we're there though. Like I said, we saw the peak. This is the peak of Richardson's output as far as passing goes.
I would give it one more week to see if Richardson looks as good again next week. If he does, I think you're going to want to hang on to Pittman getting eight targets.
That's a fair double down. We'll see how he handles Detroit, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'm glad we did it last week with Rome.
It's fair. That's fair.
Pittman
feels like he's hurt. We talk about this with the Texas stuff, dude. Like when you're watching a guy and you're
they handled it terribly. Somebody's asking, I don't have this on the list. Audric Estime.
Yeah.
Okay. Russell Wilson.
No, I mean, well, yeah, the offense just isn't, it's not going to be, you're not going to get what you're going to get competency, but you're not going to get a consistency.
Okay. These are some of the ones that I thought were the toughest now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them.
Damn, let's go.
All right. Jaylen Waddle.
See, he hasn't done squat. I mean, he's wide receiver 16 in week 1. He hasn't been above 35 since.
Travis Etienne.
Worst team in football. Cut him.
CJ Stroud.
No.
Cade Otton with Mike Evans coming back.
No, not yet.
Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, Cowboys are – you can cut him.
Somebody asked about it. It seems Kareem Hunt with Isaiah Pacheco coming back.
Pacheco's not back, man. Pacheco's not back yet. When we see Pacheco out there, this guy fractured a bone in his leg. When he's out there and he's running and he proves it, then we'll drop
and we can talk about it. It's way too speculative. I was seeing if you thought differently.
Literally second in the NFL in touches.
And finally, can't believe we're here. I can't believe we're here. But I can't fault somebody for asking this. Taysom Hill's out there in their league. They want to know if they can drop Sam Laporta.
No, never.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.